You are tuned in to the Grownupish podcast, where we discuss weekly all things grown up. The good, the bad, the ugly. Yeah, pretty much everything is up for discussion. Well, mostly everything. We're talking about it all and having fun while doing it. So get ready and let's get into this week's episode. The Grownupish podcast starts now.
What's up, everyone? This is your host, Stephanie Sweet.
And your co-host, Nia Adri.
And you are tuned in to the Grownupish podcast. Welcome, 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 y'all. What's up?
How was your week? How was your Valentine's weekend?
Because we haven't, like, we've pre-recorded last week because we didn't want to be trying to rush and do this. Yeah. And so we pre-recorded, and so this is the first time I've seen her since like the week before Valentine's Day, right?
Yeah.
We chatted here and there via text and stuff, but we didn't see each other. My Valentine's Day was actually pretty cute.
Yay!
It was cute. Yeah. So the hubby took me out to dinner. He was so sweet. We went to a nice little restaurant out here on, it was his first time, but I had already been there, but it was cute. And we did like a wine tasting.
Aww.
It was like nice. Yeah. It was dope. And then, but we did that during the week because we wanted to avoid people. And then on the weekend, I did like a little special like picnic dinner here.
Oh,
yeah. It was like so cute. It was like candlelit.
Yes, you're the second person I know that did like a little like picnic at home.
Yeah,
and it turned out really, really nice.
Yeah,
see,
it was like
to go. We're
exactly
learning like simplicity is enough. It's just right.
That's it. I brought like drinks for him. I ordered in because I felt like cooking. I was like, let me just make sure the food is gonna be banging food. Okay. I laid out a nice table, like a blanket. I had pillows. I did like basically what I suggested.
What you talked about, you did it. You brought it to life.
Exactly.
You took your own advice.
I took my own advice and I did like a whole little picnic thing in the living room floor. It was like cute. And I had like a small table. It was nice. I had candles everywhere. He thought it was like super special and cute. It was nice.
Yeah.
That was my Valentine's. It was nice.
I'm glad somebody's Valentine's went as planned.
Yours
did? No.
What? Why?
No.
Oh, shame.
No. It'd be like that. Mine's did not go as planned. He had basically like a 24-hour stomach virus.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, he was sick. So it just did not go. It was very disappointing. I'm just going to leave it at that.
That sucks.
I'm just leaving it at that. Exactly.
For Valentine's.
Exactly.
Shame.
So, no, that did not go as planned at all. I mean, the place I went to eat, though, it was delicious. Like, the restaurant was bomb. I would definitely go back.
So you went out to eat, but then he ended up having a virus.
He was sick before that.
Oh, God.
Yeah, no, he was sick the whole
so
time.
You didn't even...
He really barely
ate anything.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was bad.
But at least there was effort. Like,
there was effort. There was definitely effort. I'm going to say that. There was effort.
But it wasn't like what you, obviously, you know,
no,
like
it wasn't
vibe,
what I envisioned.
Talking,
yeah, no.
You know, the conversation.
No, he was visibly not well. So... there was effort, which I did appreciate.
Yeah.
And I gave, gratitude for.
Yeah.
But
it's okay. You can make it up. This, one of those things is like, yeah, people say Valentine's and there's a lot of people don't even celebrate Valentine's Day. And you don't have to do it. Like for us, yeah, we take part in the sense of like, oh yeah, this is a moment to acknowledge our love. So
mm-hmm.
we do that. We don't do too much like gift exchanging,
yeah, yeah,
like that. I literally like bought him like a bear and some candy,
yeah,
just to be cute, you know. But honestly, like love is shown every other day.
There's other
during
ways to show
right during the everyday norms, and
exactly.
That's when you need to show up and show out and make sure that you demonstrate to your significant other that you care or you love them,
mm-hmm.
or you appreciate them. All of that, right? So it doesn't necessarily need to be on this one particular day.
Exactly.
So
that's why I was like, I appreciate that he still make the effort to come, even though he wasn't feeling well, and he did bring flowers, which I love flowers.
Yeah.
So I appreciated those little things. But yeah, making
shout out
up,
to him.
Making
it. At least he tried, even though he wasn't feeling good. It just sucks that it wasn't like the night you wanted it to be.
Yeah.
There are many others to be continued.
Okay. Ideally. Which, though, it leads me to, because I've been thinking into today's topic, literally leads me right into it. It's like being single or dating in the world of dating, because we talk a lot about just relationships, like as in marriages or couples, but dating and trying to get into that, you know, where is this going? Or not even the where is this going? Like, when do you, if you, what am I looking for the words? Like, how do you know if you're giving up on something too soon, or if you're just giving up on it, or if you've seen flags, or not even if they're completely red flags, but you're getting energy that's telling you this isn't working and you need to go ahead and let it be done. Like, that's what I wanted to get into today, because this has been something that has come up for me in the past. It's a feeling that I've come across as I've been dating more recently. And it's like, okay, am I like just throwing in the towel because I'm just throwing in the towel? And I just don't want to deal with the feelings that come with dating, because dating, you're going to have those feelings of being uncomfortable. You're going to have those thoughts of, am
it's
I
like
doing
normal?
Too much?
Yeah. It's like,
you know,
growing pains.
Or exactly, growing pains. Or is it like, no, sis, you're definitely at that point now where you are definitely doing too much, or it's just not working and you just need to let it go. So that's what I wanted to get into.
Let me get into my therapist mode, guys. I mean, I think that you definitely need to take heed to the feelings that you are experiencing, right?
Yes.
Don't discount them.
Yes.
But at the same time, I know when, there even for myself, moments where I'm overthinking things, or I'm being extra, you know, and I'm not giving it the real try, the real go, right?
Exactly.
That you need to give in a relationship. And then there are times where, like real talk, it's a red flag and you're just trying to come up with excuses as to why you don't want to give up because you think this person is dope or cool, or whatever. Right. So my question to you is, you're saying that's what you're asking yourself right now. You're at this crossroad where, okay, you know, when should you, are you thinking, overthinking it?
Exactly.
Want to give up, or are you
overthinking everything?
Or are these red flags? If you're saying that you're seeing red flags, then they're red flags, sis. What are these red flags?
Okay, well, let's get into it. So it's been like, okay, I know me. I feel like, I don't want to say, I feel like I might be overdoing my part. So we're dating, right? And there's been instances where I feel like, okay, maybe I'm doing more of the reaching out than he's doing.
Yeah, putting forth the effort.
I'm putting more effort than what he's doing, where initially it was a mutual thing, a mutual give and take of effort and energy. It's starting to feel like, or there's instances, there's been times where it feels like I'm giving more effort. So for example, okay, things did not go well last weekend. And ideally it's like, okay, things didn't go well. You know, I had these great plans and you're sick and there's nothing that I can do or you can do to control. You're sick. You're sick.
Right.
But it's been a week
after the fact.
Where's the effort to show? Because words are great, but where's the effort to show me that, you know, oh my gosh, I'm sorry, I'm going to make it up? Because now it's been a whole 7 days and there's been no effort. If anything, there's been a lack thereof of effort to show me, hey, I do appreciate your time and I want to work on that or show you.
So you're feeling like there's a shift in energy.
Yes, there's a shift in energy. And this for me is the second time I felt a shift in energy. There was a shift in energy maybe like a month or so ago, and then things are better, and then there's a shift in energy again. So now I'm like, we're at this crossroad again where there's a shift in energy. So at this point, am I now just ignoring this, or is this becoming a repeated behavior that needs to be acknowledged and then move forward? As far as like
when you guys hang out, like is it good energy when you hang out?
Yes.
Is this more of like I'm tired at the moment type thing because you haven't seen each other? Because, you know, like sometimes we say absence makes the heart grow fonder, but at the same time, if a person is kind of like the type to get lackadaisic and get complacent mm-hmm. in things, distance may not be what you need. You need to constantly have that presence together, right? To continue yes. to build, because like that, they just won't.
Exactly.
But it has to be on both sides. Like exactly. that effort has to come from both sides. So you also feel like, oh, I'm not just the one always reaching out. I'm not just the one always trying to make the connection, like, oh, let's meet, let's hang out, let's do this. It has to come from that other individual too. So if, I don't know, I'm like, if you're not doing that for me, you're not seeking me out. You're not putting that energy towards coming to like exactly. check up and see where I'm at. Then what are we doing?
Exactly. Like, so that's where I'm at now, because
then, are you just like not into me? Because that's how I would
that's
think.
How I'm, that's like, how I'm perceiving it. And that's the thing, is like, okay, I don't want to be this person that's overthinking it, or not yeah. even just overthinking it, but like that's how I feel at this moment. Like, okay, it's been a whole week.
The and energy then you don't want to always off. Be the one to come and like keep checking and checking and checking.
Yeah, like, because right? I'm at this place now with dating where it's like you said, if you're really not pouring into me, you're not giving me the same energy that I have given you, then at this point, you
match my energy.
Yeah, match my energy. You're telling me through your actions, you're telling me through your energy that this is really not that.
Right.
So let me go ahead and go about my business. Like, it's no neck, like it's no harm, no foul. Like, yeah. I'm good either way. I won't have no like.
Can I just say, this is why I, when I was out dating, I didn't like stop dating other people until we decided that we were 100% exclusive boyfriend, girlfriend, like yeah. we are together. That yeah. this is why I always kept my options open. And if for whatever reason I didn't have, you know, I wasn't talking to somebody else, it's just like by happenstance. So I just yeah. wasn't feeling yeah. it. But like, I would still be out in the, you know,
in do
the,
you?
In the interweb.
Yeah. I mean,
and if somebody reached out, I'd reach back. Okay. And I would not like, I wouldn't put all my eggs in one basket until yeah. I felt like, okay, there was definite effort. You're consistent. Yes. You're consistent.
Because consistency is key. And that's the thing. And I guess it's like, I know what action I want to take, but I do feel like this is a discussion that needs to be had.
Exactly.
At this platform, because I'm pretty sure there are other women out there and possibly even men, but we get into this feeling where it's like, okay, I don't want to be the person that gives up, because I've had people say, oh, you just gave up, you didn't even try. And it's like, yeah. yo, yes, I did. Like, don't yeah. try to guilt trip me either, or don't even try to, like, I don't want to guilt trip myself either.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's so easy. Society, it's so easy. You see so many posts and memes that are like, oh, sis, you know, mixed signals is an answer. It's a no. Or sis, if you're not getting this, then it's not serving you. Or
yeah,
you need to
moving.
Let it go. Keep it moving. But keeping it moving is easier said than done. It really is. And that's the thing. It's like, it's so easier said than done. Nobody wants to waste their time.
Yeah.
I don't want to waste my time by yeah. any means. But at the same time, I don't want to just be like, well, this one situation didn't go well.
Yeah, and I'm on to the next. And you so quick on to the move next. On. Yeah.
Or, you know, and I'm very like picky about dating. Like, there's guys that hit me up all the time, not to be cocky or anything, but like, I'm real selective about who I give my time to. So it's like, for me, I'm more of a monogamous dater, just naturally. That's just yeah. how I am. But it's like, you know,
monogamous dater. You like give your energy to one person at a time.
I do give my energy to one person
okay,
at a time.
At a time.
That's just how I am.
And that's nice. That's good.
Yeah. And it's fine.
Nothing wrong with
yeah,
that.
Yeah. I'm cool with
that's how you flow.
I want to be. I want to.
You
want to
be booed up.
I aspire that's, to be booed up.
Right.
So I am.
Couple
I'm trying to go on
dates.
These double dates, man. I'm trying to be out here. I be missing out on all the vacations. My best
right.
friend, like she, her and her dude, like they are like all over the world, booed up, tripping and stuff. They be going on a little couple dates with other couples, couple trips and stuff. I'm like, I want to
I
go
want,
too.
We want.
I'm about to just rent a boo. Like, hey, you
want
to go on a trip with me? Like,
rent
I'm trying
boo.
To go. Like, you
oh,
want to
no.
go? Something got to shake, okay?
Right.
But so, like, that's where I have those conflicts with myself, like
yeah.
inner turmoil, where it's like, am I tripping or do I just need to fall back and let it go? And I'm at a place now where it's like, yo, I think like, you need to fall back and let it go. And let him put in that effort. Let him put in that effort. And also then communicate too. Yeah. Because then, because it's easy to say, I ain't heard from you, but it's like, okay, you haven't heard from me because
yes, you gotta put it out there.
This to you, how I have been feeling.
Yeah.
And this is why, because this is where we're at. And at that point, it can either be received and actions will change, or it's received and it's, hey, you're right.
I'm not there. I'm not there feeling it. Yeah.
I'm not there. I thought that's where it was going.
That conversation. It's all about just being adults and being just like truthful and say, hey, what are you looking for right now? And, you know, we talked about, you know, touching briefly. We had a little quick touching basis and, you know, checking up and seeing what the temperature is feeling like, right, within the relationship. And that's a necessary thing to do, right? You don't want to always keep just doing that all the time. But from time to time, when you see things shifting or you sense a change, that's when it's like, okay, it's time to just do a little like, hey, like, how are you feeling about this?
Yes.
Where do you think we are at? Where is it going? Like, what's the energy that you're feeling from all of this? And it's okay. Like, whatever. Guys, I always say this. You have the power to make a relationship be whatever you want it to be.
Facts.
You know what I mean? Like, facts. if it's an open relationship that you want, or you don't want to be locked down, or you don't want to settle, or you do want to settle and you want to be, you know, have like one single person that you are dating, be it dating or be it a relationship, if it blossoms into that, like, you can set your terms. And at the end of the day, that person can meet you where you're at. Or they can step. It's just as simple as that, you know? But when you do that, you just have to be prepared for the consequences of what is going to take place. Like, what's going to, how the relationships, because we could say, oh, you know, yeah, like, oh, okay, I feel bad energy and I'm going to just put it out there. And if he's not going to reciprocate, I'm going to bounce. But then you'd be miserable as hell after and you're, disaster.
That's the thing.
And it's like, or, you know, like vice versa, if it's a guy, you know, then they catch a feeling, they checking up like, where you at, what you doing, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, no, you just got to be prepared.
You got to be ready for it, because that's the thing.
Whatever.
Like, that's the thing. You got to be ready for the fact that it could go either way. It can go where you may want it to go, which would be it continues down the path of a relationship or whatever that may be.
Mm-hmm.
Or it goes where, yeah, you know what? I know we were just, you know, heading this way, but it's not working anymore. So we're going to have to let it go, which I'm at a place where I'm good. Like, I can handle it going either which way, because for me, from my last relationship, there are certain things that I'm just not going to do. Like, if I feel like I'm constantly having to prove myself to you or I'm constantly being the one reaching out.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that. At all. Like, I'm just, that for me is like my, I'm good, because I did that
in
the previous relationship. We're constantly trying to like show like, hey, I can be here. I can be here. But you're not here for me.
I can be a support system.
Yeah.
And I can,
like, you're not here for me.
You and,
so, not doing that again. So yeah, that's where I'm at with it, is trying to be sure that I'm not overthinking it. And like, I feel like there's other women, like, if you're out there and that you're in that same position where you're trying to figure out, am I overthinking the situation or am I seeing a pattern?
Yeah.
Because I also feel like people will only treat you how you allow them to treat you.
100%.
So in this case, if I keep allowing him to give me this weird energy or pull back or fall back or do whatever he's doing, he's going to keep doing it.
So
it has to be nipped in the bud, and you have to be firm on your decision, whatever decision you make.
Yeah.
And I'm speaking for myself, but also to anybody that's listening.
Right.
You have to be firm with the decision that you make. Like, if it's like, yo, I'm not going to keep dealing with this. Like, I'm not going to keep allowing you to make me overthink or make me be in a place where I don't know what's going on or I can't read you.
Yeah.
Then stand by that.
So, after I broke up with my previous long-term relationship, I went on this like dating spree, right? I call it a dating spree.
I want to go on a dating spree. I don't know how to do
it. It was lit, but you know, it took a toll. After a while, it took a toll, and I, you know, for the same reasons, like, I wanted to, I wanted to be in a committed relationship where I can put my energy towards one person. Yeah. We ain't getting younger out here. You know, eventually I wanted to start to build something, right? Yeah. So building something that is going to be solid with somebody, you need to dedicate time to one single individual, yeah. right? Okay. So then I had to rethink things like, okay, yeah, I'm having fun out here, but I really just need to focus on mm-hmm. myself, heal, and then know exactly what it is that I want moving forward, exactly. right? And then getting into like dating with purpose. Mm-hmm. So I figured out specifically what I already knew what I didn't want mm-hmm. for sure, right? We pretty much be knowing what we don't
yeah,
want.
Yeah, you know what you don't want.
And we also needed to visualize and see what it is that I do want in my long life partner, right? Yes. And when I did that though, I decided to only give energy to people, individuals that were going to match my energy. So at any point that I felt like what you're experiencing mm-hmm. right now, the pullback and whatever, and you know how like they say like the rubber band, when you pull away, they pull towards mm-hmm. towards you, the rubber band effect.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, like so if I felt like I was constantly drawing in, mm-hmm. then the person, there's no resistance there. Like think of holding a rubber band like to your two fingers, right? And putting resistance, right? The rubber band is taut. For those who can't really see what I'm doing, I don't have a rubber band right now, but you can envision it. So the rubber band is taut. So if I'm putting my finger towards my other finger, the rubber band will not be taut. And yeah. so there's no resistance there. There's no like exactly. pressure. There's nothing. But if I slightly pull away, there's resistance, pressure. Right? There's some pressure. And that person can either follow suit to keep, you know, not to burst the rubber band, or they can pull apart and then it's going to pop. Right. It's going to pop. Exactly. So it was just like match my energy,
yeah.
match my efforts, match my energies. Actions speak louder than words.
True.
And the signs are there. So when you say red flags or like listen to your inner voice and don't like discount them and be like, oh, yeah. But at the same time, I say that because there are people that, yes, for sure, we do overthink. But logically, yes. when you're thinking logically, like, okay, yeah, I'm doing all that I can. I've done, yeah. I've put forth real and true effort. If you mm-hmm. can say that, then you're not giving up easily.
Yeah, exactly.
You're realizing that your efforts are not being matched.
They're not.
And that's all that there
and
is.
And I also feel like you just said, with that analogy, is also that I do truly believe that things are supposed to have a natural flow.
Yeah.
They're supposed to have a natural flow. There should not feel like there's any pressure mm-hmm. behind it. So now when I'm placed in the position where I feel like I'm applying pressure to you, mm-hmm. we have a problem.
Yeah.
Because I shouldn't even have to like, go now it's like, do I have to call and
right,
say, hey,
right.
we need to talk.
Talk
no,
right,
I don't want to have to do that.
Right.
Like, I don't even want to have to go there because ideally, like y'all know, you know your energy.
Y'all be knowing.
You know when you're falling back. You know when you're doing back. What you're doing. So why do I even have to then bring this to you?
And that's why people hesitate on even having the conversation, right?
Because you know.
Like, why even bother, bro? Like, you're just not willing to tell me, but I see all the signs, right?
That's it.
There are times, there are instances, though, that things can be misconstrued. And that's why I still say, have that conversation that, hey, this is what I am sensing.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not like, oh, let's have a talk. It's like, hey, this is just
no,
FYI.
No, if it comes up, like if it's presented, because now I'm in a place where it's like, okay, I have at this point kind of not, I don't want to say checked out, but I'm like, I'm chilling. I'm busy. I have busy life
right,
naturally.
Right.
So it was like, it's an
we
effort.
We do be all over the place.
We be all over the place. I'll be rolling.
Right.
So it's like for me to put in an effort to even send a text message or a call is like that's effort. That's energy. That's, you know, I thought about you and I wanted to let you know I'm thinking about you. So if you can't even reciprocate that.
Because we're, like she said, we're all busy. We're all busy. You're not the only busy person.
Yes.
And, you know, you have to put forth effort for the things that you want. Like, So that whole, like, when I say pressure, I'm not saying like, oh, light a fire under them and like block, you know, like have, keep having talks. I'm talking about a natural, like you said, mm-hmm. a natural flow of things. If they're, if you're sensing this, mm-hmm. they can't be that oblivious to life that they themselves are not going to see what exactly. is happening, what is transpiring.
And then at the same time, I feel like, okay, speaking to the men, if you are in a situation, because sometimes men, you guys are just bad communicators sometimes.
Yeah.
Like you are,
yeah.
but don't think that because you have gone into this hole that you can't get yourself out of it. Because I think that's sometimes what causes issues as well is that, okay, let's just say, and I'm not trying to make up an excuse for him, but let's just say he had a busy week this week. Okay. He got overwhelmed, mm-hmm. but you still do need to, if this is something that you really want,
mm-hmm.
you need to then put in some effort.
Like, as man, soon as you know, can. It was Valentine's like, week. Now. Like, y'all had, you made plans originally, right? Originally, you made plans. Like, you can't be that dense, bro. Like, nah. That's not it.
That ain't it. That's not it. Like, where's the follow up? Where's the follow through? Because at that point, don't get mad or don't try to guilt trip her or me when she responds accordingly based on your actions. And yeah. then, again, going back to what I said, like, ladies, just stand firm in the decision that you make and trust the process, too. And I think the biggest thing is, like, not guilt tripping ourselves, because that's the part that I'm struggling with the most right now yeah. is because you do ideally, like, you like the guy, you're vibing with the guy, things are going well, you know, you can see the potential of where it could go
yeah.
and where it could be. But it's like, do you continue to just try to hold on to that yeah. or do you just be like, you let's know go what? I'm going to trust that the universe is going to
right, work it out. Let's go into classy, ratchet, or real, right? And I'm going to just be, yeah, I'm going to just be really real with y'all. So there has been some, I'm not going to speak on one particular like yeah. incident, but I'm just going to speak on Stephanie, right? So there have been times where I haven't been as mature as I preach people to be or say people should be. And there were right. And I had to grow into this, you know, God is working on me, guys. But I've been that person who's just kind of like, you know what? I'm having fun. I'm entertaining it. And, you know, to start and, you know, after a while, I'm just like, meh. And if they're like, oh, so interested in me, and I'll just be like falling back, and I wouldn't really even have the conversation. I wouldn't address it. I would just hope that the person would just like catch the vibe, understand what's going on, and then move on with life and leave me the hell alone. That's not very good, right?
not leave me the hell alone.
Leave me the hell alone. Like, I would be so like hesitant on having the conversation. I would, because I just did not want to make anybody feel bad. I really didn't. And I would just avoid it. I would just avoid the conversation. And it's not that like, I mean, I guess I could have, if the person like approached me, I would eventually, if they head on, like addressed it with me, I'd be like, you know what, honestly, yeah, I think we should just fall back, and you know what I mean, I really enjoy your company, but let's just keep it friendly and keep it moving, right? But if they don't say anything, I'll just like slowly do that fade out, bro, like
go smoke
like right, and just slowly fade to black. And that's not very healthy. That wasn't healthy. That wasn't wise. Like, Yeah. Shoot. In the beginning, if I'm really being real, like with my husband, at first we started. He's gonna be like,
for real. So how you gonna be me?
If you ask him, he says that he's been chasing me for like 20 years, which obviously is an exaggeration. And then it started. I've been chasing you for a year. I've been chasing you for 2 years, and the number just keeps like growing. In the beginning, when he tells the story of how we started dating, he's going to say, you know, depending on who you are, he's going to add a year to that number. He just keeps adding a year. Every time he just tells the story, he keeps adding. I was chasing her for 5 years. Dude, no, that's not even true. But like we went through in the beginning, like we started dating and I was dating other suitors. He was aware. Okay. And like, it was just like, you know what? I wasn't even in the right headspace. I was just coming off of like that long-term relationship that didn't work out. And I was not in the right headspace to be in a committed relationship. But let me tell you, he had been Team Steph since day one.
Love it.
Right? He had been Team Steph since day one. But I was just over here like running amok, y'all. Just running amok. Okay. And, you know, we went out, we would hang out, we had great conversation, but I just did not want to commit to anything at that time. And I was not in the right headspace. And so he was just like, I'm not playing with you. Bye. You know, okay. He was not here with the shit. I don't know what you think this is. And I was just like, okay, bye. Because I wasn't even in the right headspace. And it's just like, we were friendly and it was fine. So I'd like bump into him and I'd just be like, oh gosh, you know. But still always thought he was cute and, you know, the energy was just there, but I just did not want to. I knew what he wanted and I didn't want that at the time. So fast forward to where I went through my process, my healing, you know, I was in a good headspace. I knew exactly what I want and I wanted to match the energy. Like I put forth the energy. And if you were matching my energy, we would continue on that road, right? Of growth and exploration. And that's really how it happened. Yep. It was just like a natural development on the second round, right? Mm-hmm. So when you say you're putting forth the effort, mm-hmm. the person is not matching it, just take that for what it is. If the conversation needs to be had, sure. If the conversation doesn't need to be had, you make that determination based off of who you feel like you're dealing with, right? Mm-hmm. If they're deserving of that, or if you want them to continue to be a friend, you know, you don't want it to end like on a negative term, like, you know, because you might see them again, or you don't have a problem with them. It is what it is. It didn't work out.
That's what it is.
Then that conversation might be necessary. But yeah, I was like a hot mess out here, y'all. And I would not have those conversations. And I definitely ghosted people.
Oh, yeah.
I definitely just faded to black.
that's my like. So last year, the beginning of last year, I was dating. I was actually like on dating sites. Right now, I'm not on anything. And I don't even foresee myself getting back on dating sites because I don't have the energy no more.
Really?
I don't got it in me. I don't.
I love dating sites.
I'm not getting on more dating sites because I just don't want to. I just don't. I'm at a place right now, I'm in this weird crossroad. Like, if things don't work out with me and this guy, I ain't gonna say I'm being in these streets, but I'm just gonna be in these streets. Like, I ain't really looking for nothing. Like, I just wanna have fun. I wanna chill. I wanna kick with my homegirls and do hood rat stuff with my friends.
I'm already planning on us
we doing
being out here. We're
doing
safely. COVID safe. Like,
that's where I'm at because I am in such a content place and I've been working so hard.
Yeah.
Like, just on other stuff where it's like, I'm ready to just let my hair down.
And we're about to finish. Yeah, we're about to get to a good space.
So
we're almost done.
I just want to let my hair down. So I'm at a place now where I'm just like, I'm cool on a date. And like, and that's the thing. Like, I do like him. Don't get me wrong, but I'm cool on it. Either way, like, it's really no pressure.
Yeah.
So last year when I was actually dating and like caught myself trying to find somebody, I was dating a guy and it was just kind of similar what you said. Like, I was trying to feel him, and that's why I'm like, this is so disappointing because this guy is like the first guy that I met in a long time that I really like. Like, I don't be liking people. Y'all just don't be doing it for me. I don't be liking people. I'm like, is it me?
Am I
traumatized? Do I have trauma?
You might be a picky.
I'm being picky. I just don't be meeting people that I like. Like, they don't catch my attention. So, that's what.
So, when you find somebody, it's
so when
like,
I find somebody, it's like,
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So, the dude I was talking to last year, I was trying. Like, this is the beginning of the year, like January. And I'm just trying, like, to make it work. I'm like, oh, he's nice. He seems to have it together. But something just wasn't clicking for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was giving all the energy and I was reciprocating it. But I'm just like, And something. So he picked up on it, and he picked it up, and he was just like, we good? And I was like, yeah, but you're kind of putting it on heavy, and I'm not ready for that. Like,
it's a lot.
I told you, I'm just trying to get to know you right now.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's a lot. So I did have that, and then, of course, you know, he was done. He was done with me, And I was okay with that because it was like, yeah, that's what comes with that. I told you the truth. Like, yeah, you was doing too much. And I tried to tell you you was doing too much. And you just kept doing too much. So now we're not talking anymore.
So where is he?
I don't know.
Maybe, like.
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
No. That's the same. That was the second time in the past 2 years that this happened to me. Because I had another guy. Maybe I am the problem.
Mia, maybe.
I had another guy. He was, like, putting it on heavy, too. But he was, like, I kept telling him,
why
like, chill. Like, chill, chill, chill. Why do I want the guys that just be, like,
That's exactly what I was about to say. Why is that we as women are so, like, quick to fall back when the guy is consistent, present, willing, able, right?
And then the ones that are crazy. Too.
No.
Some of them do.
We want this, just like they want the challenge, we want the challenge. Like,
I want a slight challenge because initially it don't start off that way. Like I said, initially the energy was being reciprocated back and forth.
Nice guys finish last thing. It's like,
it is disappointing. I do know some other guys that are really nice too, but thank you. They just don't be lining up.
I
do. There are other guys I like that I do like, but they're just, some of them are here.
Oh, okay.
Some of them don't even, they don't live in Florida.
Yeah, and that long
and
distance
I'm not
relationship
moving.
Is not,
yeah, I'm not moving
a joke
from Florida. So you fantastic, phenomenal men in Wisconsin. It's sad for it. Like, I'm not leaving. It's cold up there. Y'all up there freezing right now. And I'm just like, it's a little fall.
Right. We're good
but
right
yeah,
here.
I'm not moving. That's the one thing for me that's been a deal breaker. Because I met some phenomenal, hardworking, nice income, no kids, men.
Doing it.
And it's just not lining up. So therefore, I'm like, okay, I'm getting closer, though. I'm getting closer. I'm okay.
Yeah.
I just need somebody who's for me. Like you said, he was Team Steph.
Yeah.
I just need you to be Team Mia in the corner, cheering me on. And I'm just going to have to just, you know, again, be a little bit more open. Because as you talked about your husband, there is definitely a guy that has come to mind that be Team Mia all day.
See? You
and
just
then I
give
just
him
like...
Bye.
You play too much. Stop bothering me. Go home, Roger.
Oh no. And you're over here dismissing.
Like, all right, I'm gonna be back though. Like,
you over here dismissing your blessing. Look at you. We gotta give chance.
If nothing
to
else, y'all gonna enjoy watching this disaster of a love life of mine over the next forever.
However long. No, it's not going to be. You're going to find somebody. But essentially, we have to be able to be willing to give tries to people that we otherwise wouldn't think would be a good fit. And I'm doing air quotes when I say a good fit. Have you ever tried dating outside of your, like,
oh, that's why I was going to pick a post today. I was literally about to post on Instagram. Like, all I got to say is this. When y'all see me out here with, you know, a white guy.
Whoa.
Mind y'all business.
It's Black History Month. Okay, we're going to stick with that. At least throughout the month.
March. If you see me with the oppressor, mind y'all business.
Not the oppressor.
Because I tried with y'all.
Oh, gosh. There are plenty of beautiful Black men.
There are some amazing Black men.
There's some amazing white men, too. Like,
I'm not trying to throw no shade. I'm just saying, if y'all see me out here with a Ricardo, because I might
business.
Go Hispanic, or if
you're going to just be testing these waters.
With, I can't think of a super Richard or Ricardo. You don't know. I don't know which way I'm going to go.
Bill.
Just know I tried with y'all. I tried.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
No, I think that, yeah, dating outside of your comfort level. Have you ever, like, dated outside of your race?
Not seriously.
Just like on a date?
Like, not in my adult life when I was younger. Yes. But like not as
guys,
an adult.
We might have a March challenge for Nia.
I'm so picky.
But would you consider it?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, you're
absolutely.
Not opposed to. So love,
again,
love can
picky.
Come to you.
I'm so picky.
No, but like what I'm saying is love can
like
come
gotta
to you.
Like he got to be a little bit hood, but a little bit classy.
Oh,
he got
just the right balance.
The right balance of both.
Right.
He, like,
He needs to know what we're talking about, but not come out of...
Yeah, like, I don't want you to try to be down. I need you to be able to kind of...
Be aware. And understand the culture.
Exactly.
That's and it, know. Right.
We're going to start a dating show on the side. Because, y'all, I don't know what I... What do I need to
Wait,
say?
What's this show? The Bachelor? Like, right now with the black guy?
Right.
Yeah, we're going to have her on. That might be a nice challenge to kind of put together for you for March, since you're the single one. And then I can just like...
Be in the background like... I like this one.
Like, this one checks off all the boxes.
We're gonna get back on the dating apps, maybe.
See, that's what I'm saying. We can swipe. I can help you swipe.
I see you swiper. Past time. Yeah.
No,
so,
seriously.
Yes. Yeah. I know that fallback energy, which is why I can recognize it. And I guess in conclusion, ladies, stick to your gut.
Right.
Stick to your gut.
Right.
I need to have this talk, though. This was the come to Stephanie moment. Like, we're going to talk this out.
Yeah.
I'm being vulnerable because I'm going to share it with the podcast. I mean, he could very well hear this and listen to it, but I just,
it is
what it is.
Yes, he very well
could.
Absolutely.
We here now.
We are here.
We're here.
And it is what it is.
It is what it is.
I mean, it's not like it's not anything that you wouldn't say to the person.
That's what I'm
saying. So at the end of the day, and it wasn't anything disrespectful.
No, it's not. Great guy. Phenomenal guy. I mean, a lot, great guy. I've met some really great guys over this past. I've been single for what? 2-3 years now? 2-3? It's been 3 years.
Ooh. 3 years.
I've been single for 3 years.
Yeah, I never really like... You know how people be like, oh, you know how people be like, oh my God, I've been single and it's like so awful. I never felt like that about being single being in a
relationship. That's how we got to after the breakup. Like, I'm single, what do I do? Because I got y'all, girl, don't worry.
Right.
I'll be living my best single life.
She will be out here and giving y'all the full
chilling.
Having fun.
Solo.
In conclusion, definitely, guys, know what it is that you want. Make sure that you are able to, like, stick to your guns. Like, if you know what you want and you know what you don't want, don't compromise. Like, at the end of the day, stick to it. Focus on that. And, like, the right person will come along.
Yeah, trust,
you know,
trust
and
your
trust
journey.
Your, right, and trust your gut.
Yeah,
and don't be like the old me. Have these conversations.
Yeah,
when you're not feeling a person, like, don't waste time, you know? Waste the other person's time. Because that was, once I kind of got over that was my thing, is the wasting of the time part. Like, I didn't want to be wasting anybody, not even like anybody else's time. I didn't want to waste my time. Why am I sitting around here playing pretend for you when I could just easily just say, hey, it's not working, and then move on and then be having a good old time with whomever it is that I need to be having that good time with.
That's it.
Right?
I agree.
Pour into the things, the people, the places that you feel will help you feel good.
Mm-hmm. And pour into you.
That's key
right there, because... That's it.
All right, that was a good one. It's a good episode. We're going to keep it real short today, guys.
I made growth to y'all.
Right? Yeah, so you came to your conclusion and your realization, and we didn't even have to.
It's going
to
be a hot girl summer.
We didn't even have to go to a therapist. Just come to the Grownfish Podcast. We got you. You're welcome. I'm gonna send you my bill. All right, go ahead and give your handles, boo.
All right, you guys. I can't stop laughing. We play so much. You guys know where to find me at on all social media at Nia. That's NIA _ AUDRI.
Yes, and the Grownfish Podcast on IG, the Grownfish on Twitter, the Grownfish Pod is the website. Go ahead and like, subscribe, send us. I didn't read. Any of the mail, but we are starting to get mail, guys, so thank you to those that did send in some of your stories and whatnot. And I'm gonna do another post on IG to remind people to start sending that in, but we did get some mail, and I'll read it on the next episode. We're cutting this one short because we do have to go, sorry in advance, but we love y'all and we will see you guys next week.
Yeah.
Bye.